بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شكرا سيد الرئيس.
In the name of God, the merciful and compassionate, thank you, President. My delegation on behalf of the Republic of Iraq would like to congratulate you on your nomination to guide the 17th Conference of the High Contracting Parties to Protocol 5 on ERW to the CCW. We do support your efforts, and we do hope that they will be crowned with success. President, in line with our focus on human values related to the implementation of our convention, we believe that the implementation of Article 5 is very important in order to put an end to the human suffering that they may cause, killing and maiming thousands of civilians. This is one of the most important instruments, and we are striving to achieve the universal nature of this instrument, urging countries who have yet to ratify it to do that. We need to continue our efforts in the implementation of the protocol, ensuring a balance between humanitarian and military issues. This is why we condemn the use by Israeli forces explosive devices that are targeting civilians and attacking public services in an indiscriminate manner, violating IHL, something that runs counter to the provisions of our convention, and it leads to the loss of thousands of civilian lives that are defenseless. Also, that leads to long-term destruction, and all of this prevents the supply of humanitarian assistance. Mr. President, you know that Iraq is one of the countries that has seriously suffered from the dramatic impact of mines and other types of munitions. All of this undermines the efforts to use agricultural land and implement development projects. Also, this has impeded the social and economic development of the country with a negative impact on the implementation of the SDGs. Mr. President, Iraq does not produce any explosive devices or munitions, and the existing stockpiles are under